I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WYSO Today for Tuesday, January 27th. Weather's in the news once again as dangerously cold air is in our area in southwest Ohio and will be in our area for the rest of the week and even into this weekend, with daytime temperatures getting into the teens and maybe around 20 if we're lucky, but overnight lows getting below zero. That's just the air temperature. The wind chills, we can get down to 10 to 20 degrees below zero, and that has caused the National Weather Service to issue an extreme cold warning. Sarah Wilson-Rector is a registered nurse at Premier Health Family Care in Vandalia. She recommends dressing in layers if you have to go outside.
The other big piece to the layers is that top layer is waterproof. Unfortunately, as soon as our clothes get wet, they are not going to dry very quickly and lead typically to getting significantly colder. Your body can't keep up and lead to things like frostbite, certainly a lot faster.
She cautions to keep your fingers and toes and your nose well protected. The body naturally reduces blood flow to these areas in order to protect internal organs. In addition to dressing well, Wilson-Rector says fueling your body is just as important.
Which means you got to fuel your body with good food and then definitely got to hydrate. Sweating is also still going to cause dehydration, just like it would in a hot temperature, even though we're cold outside.
She recommends only staying outside for 15 to 30 minutes and then taking a break, and spend even less time outside if you have any heart conditions. Meanwhile, area residents are outside digging out from the snow, and our Catherine Mobley captured some moments in Beaver Creek.
Sunday afternoon, Eric Pauling was busy guiding a snowblower down his driveway and along the sidewalk surrounding his family's Beaver Creek home. Full disclosure, he's my neighbor and kindly came across the street to clear my driveway. I asked him how the snow felt.
It's pretty dry and pretty light, but there's a lot of it.
You've got a snowblower, so how is that working going through it?
It works pretty good. Yeah, it's better than shoveling.
A couple years ago, like in 2022, 2023, we had a big snow.
It might have been like 6 or 8 inches, though. I don't think it was anywhere near this. My table in the back, I've got 14. So there's plenty.
My yardstick measured 18 inches of snow in our neighborhood. Another neighbor used a bobcat to clear his driveway and a section of our cul-de-sac. Tuesday, several school districts in the Miami Valley area, including Dayton Public Schools, are closed or delayed due to the extreme cold and negative wind chills. Reporting for WYSO News, I'm Catherine Mobley.
A local social aid organization and warming shelter says they urgently need volunteers and winter clothing donations for at-risk people during this week's extremely cold weather. The Salvation Army in Springfield is looking for volunteers as they pivot to 24-hour operations through Friday and maybe longer, depending on the weather. Volunteers can help with cleaning and shelter upkeep, item organizing and distribution, food prep, and other activities. Donations that are needed include women and men's pants, hoodies, undergarments, socks, hats, boots, and gloves. Travel-sized toiletry items are also needed. They're asking that donations of summer clothing be held until a later date. And donations can be dropped off at the Salvation Army at 15 South Plum Street in Springfield. You can find the volunteer registration links on our website, wyso.org. In other news, 16 of Ohio's 88 counties, including the biggest three, will delay their property tax reappraisals by 1 year. State House correspondent Sarah Donaldson reports that it's a smaller administrative change after a slew of legislative changes to property taxes were made last year.
Every county in Ohio has to revalue all of the real estate within its borders every 6 years. But state and county officials say nearly half of them have been doing reappraisals at the same time within the 6-year cycle. It was stretching appraisers thin.
This is a tiny little sort of incremental change administratively that helps us, I think, deliver better valuations in the future.
That's Chris Galloway, the Lake County Auditor and Vice President of the Auditors Association. He says the delays might buy some counties some additional time for new property tax legislation to go into effect. Sarah Donaldson at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
And that's your news from WISO Today for Tuesday, January 27th.